This is Thesis Thursday. This is a program where we invite our friends from the University of Arizona to come on down to the radio station. We sit and talk a little bit about what they're working on in school, their plans for the future, and we even talk a little bit about music. Hey, joining me in the studio today is Erin Mamerill from the University of Arizona. What do you do at the U of A anyway?
I'm a senior. I'm studying neuroscience and cognitive science and psychology with a minor in public health.
Brain stuff?
Yes, brain stuff. Lots of brains.
And then the public brain.
The brain at the population level.
How do these things intersect for you?
I'm really interested in mental health, and studying all of these things together kind of allows me to study mental health at the cellular and molecular level all the way up to the population level and how mental health kind of affects everyone.
Are you working in any labs?
I spent the last summer working in Dr. Stephen Cowan's decision-making and learning lab. We actually study dopamine signaling in the brain. It's a neurotransmitter that can change the way that brain cells interact with each other. It's most notable for being involved in facilitating our movements and processing rewards when we're learning.
What would be an example of a reward?
The most common example I think that everyone can relate to is chocolate. What happens is that dopamine actually encodes when we come across an unexpected reward. Say you go to the fridge and you go into the veggie tray and you're surprised to find chocolate there. This comes across as an unexpected reward. Dopamine gets released in our brain that kind of encodes that. Dopamine is acting as a learning signal that will teach us to seek out this kind of reward again in the future. So we'll keep wanting to go back to the fridge and back into the veggie tray because we've learned that we can find chocolate there.
So it's like training your brain.
Exactly.
Tell me more.
We're really interested in learning about the physiological mechanisms that underlie this dopamine signaling pathway.
How are you looking at that?
The brain areas involved in this pathway are fairly well known, but we've never actually been able to look at exactly what's happening physiologically in real time until now. Dr. Cowan and his collaborators have developed this really unique technology that allows us to measure and record dopamine cell activity while at the same time recording the subsequent release of dopamine in that reward area. This is really exciting because we've never been able to measure these things happening simultaneously in the brain.
How do you see that? How do you know that that happened?
It will basically measure the change in dopamine as the change in current.
The electricity.
Yeah, exactly.
What are you finding so far?
Not what we expected to find. When you think about this pathway, you would think that dopamine cell activity would go kind of hand in hand with dopamine release. And that's just not what we're finding. Preliminary data is actually showing that dopamine cell activity and dopamine release are not actually directly coupled with each other. So there's probably a lot of other things going on in the brain that are affecting and modulating dopamine release.
It's a complicated storm.
Everything with the brain is always much more complicated than we expect.
Well, I'm so glad that you're studying it.
Yeah.
You know, somebody's got to do that.
It's true. It's important. We have to understand it.
What do you think you're going to do? Because you're a senior now.
I am a senior.
So you got to start looking at your calendar. What are you going to do after that?
So I want to go into clinical psychology and pursue a PhD there. That's kind of my next step.
You ever listen to music?
I do. I love music.
What kinds of things do you love?
Recently, I've been kind of into more R&B stuff. Willow Smith. I'm definitely very grounded in like indie rock. Death Cab for Cutie is one of my favorite bands. Bombay Bicycle Club is a band I really like. I'm seeing Foster the People in September, so in a couple of weeks, and Mac DeMarco in December.
Yay, glad to hear about people getting out to see live shows.
Yes, that's my favorite thing to do.
Those are the experiences that definitely prompt a dopamine. Thanks for coming to KXCI today.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Sure. KXCI is in the midst of our fall fundraising campaign, encouraging you to make a sound investment in the station that brings you independent, locally produced programs just like this one. Because you value KXCI and Thesis Thursday, go to kxci.org today and invest in this critical community resource.